Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined for my weekly chamber chat by Chamber Director Lindsay Pastuti, as well as Mark Powell from Finiseth Dalen and Powell Law Firm. So Mark and Lindsay, thank you both for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Mark, we will start with you. First of all, we wanted to talk about something that you've been involved with as a Chamber Board member, the Business Development Bureau. What can you tell me about this?
So the Business Development Bureau is a subcommittee within the Chamber Board that is looking to assist our individual business members and strengthen our overall business climate here in the Perry community.
Okay, so how do you go about strengthening that through this?
Well, one thing that I think the Chamber, and one of the reasons I was so excited to get back on the Chamber Board, is the Chamber has kind of refocused its energies on defining its purpose as an organization. And one of the things that I felt for a long time we needed to do was to get back to a true chamber and assist our business members. So that's kind of our business development focus, is to help provide a toolbox or a resource for chamber members to strengthen their businesses and enable them to have a resource upon which to draw for questions or assistance.
All right. So what are some of these resources that people can take advantage of with this?
Well, one thing that we're looking at doing is continuing the lunch and learn programming and other types of educational programming for our members. We're also really trying to define what other services we can offer, whether it be a mentorship program or some sort of facilitator to bring in outside consultants to assist business groups, to really be a resource to help promote the business, but also to provide them the tools that are needed to be successful.
Okay. Has the Development Bureau already been rolled out, or is this something that's kind of in the works?
We've rolled out. We've had one meeting. The Bureau is compromised of Chamber Board President Emily Leslie, Andrew Brommer from Edward Jones, and myself. And obviously, Lindsay is a tremendous resource for us to have as a consultant on the board as well. So we've kind of sat down and identified some goals. You know, one is just to strengthen the chamber's position as a resource hub for businesses. But the second is really to broaden membership awareness of the chamber as a resource. I think the chamber for too many years has kind of fallen into a role of a catch-all where the phone is ringing, people are stopping in to check on the garbage route or, you know, where to find something, which is great, and I think we should continue to do that. But I would also like to see us provide more of a benefit to our members to say, you know what, I want to be a member of the chamber.
All right, for sure. Anything else about the Development Bureau that you wanted to mention before we move on?
You know, I think one of the key things that we really want to develop is a dialogue with our membership. You know, we're here to serve our members. The three members of the Business Development Bureau can come up with a number of phenomenal ideas, you know, in our heads, but we need to hear from our members as far as what they want. So we've sent out some surveys and we've gotten a lot of good response to those, but our doors are open. So, you know, I just encourage our members to let us know if there's a need out there, what it is, and what we can do to better support them.
All right. Well, now let's talk about some other stuff involving you. You are the newest member of the Chamber Board. Like you said, you just got on recently. How has that been going for you?
Great. This is my second stint on the Chamber Board. I served, I think, up until about 2016 as a Chamber Board member. I stepped down when I was starting to work on the 100 plus People for Perry campaign and getting that going. And now that that's kind of up and rolling, and I was approached about applying to be on the Chamber Board or gauging interest, I'm super excited to be back.
For sure. Well, one last thing to discuss with you today. I mentioned that you're a partner at Finiseth Dalen and Powell Law Firm here in Perry. What sort of history does the business have and what sort of services do you offer?
The entities that formed Finiseth Dalen Powell have been in Perry for a long time, dating back to the 1940s. My father became a partner at, it was Shirley Smith, Shirley and Powell, back in the year I was born, 1974. We have since merged with the Willis and Sackett law firm, and that's where Dwayne Dalen had come from, to form Finiseth Dalen and Powell. So we've had a presence here in the community for quite some time. We're a small town general practice law firm that does the gamut of representation.
All right, now we'll move on to Lindsay Pasuti, Perry Chamber Director. First of all, coming up this next week, we have the next in the Lunch and Learn series. What can you tell me about this?
That's right, Joe. The next Lunch and Learn is Wednesday, August 15th, and that's again at noon, this time at Hotel Patti. Our guest will be Reagan Doley of Doa Deer Design. She is a graphic designer and brand specialist. She has her own business, and she consults with many other small businesses. So it'll be great to have her here in Perry and sharing her story, her experiences, and giving some great advice to the businesses that attend.
All right. So if people are interested in attending this, how can they go about doing that?
Yeah, this branding and social media marketing Lunch and Learn, to RSVP for that, you can contact the chamber either by phone or email. It's pretty simple. We hope for in advance RSVPs just so that we have enough chairs and things like that. But then there'll be lunch by the hotel. $13 covers your lunch and the presentation.
All right. One last thing that I wanted to ask you about today is coming up sooner than that. That's Latino Fest. What can you tell me about this event and how the chamber is involved?
Yeah. So Viva Perry Latino Festival is coming up on Saturday, August 25th. That's 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And that is something that Hispanics United for Perry have coordinated. They applied for a hotel-motel grant and were awarded that funding to help with that program. And so it's really exciting. It's downtown. It's kind of celebrating the many cultures that are here in Perry and celebrating a lot of those Latino traditions. So from vendors to stage presentation, there's a scholarship component of it. The chamber's not overly involved with it, but we're happy that they're coordinating it and we can help provide that experience.
For sure. All right. Well, Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti, anything else that you would like to mention today?
Yeah, we had a great turnout at our chamber coffee this month at Raccoon River Valley Bicycle Company, as we heard from Lee last week. So it's great to be once again in another business, kind of getting the backstory, seeing what's new, and then, of course, that networking that always happens. So always a great time at the Chamber Coffees, and we will definitely continue to do that.
All right. Well, Lindsay and Mark, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Lindsay Pasuti and Mark Powell. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.